Parshas Bamidbar. The first pasuk starts off, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai, in the desert, in the Midbar Sinai, b'yoyo moyed, in the oyo moyed, that's the special appointed tent, that's with the kedushas of the Mishkan, b'yechod l'chodesh, the first day of the chodesh hasheni, the second month, b'ashona hashenis, of the second year, l'tzeisa mi'eretz Mitzrayim lemer. This was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and this was the second year that Klai Yisrael already went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And Pasuk Bey says that what was this tzivui? What did Hashem tell Moshe? That Tzu es Rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Hey, you should take the sum, count, all the people of b'nei Yisrael, l'mishpachosam, according to their families, l'veis avosam, they're counted by their fathers. B'mispa shemos, the number of the names, kol zoch lagugoloisam, is every male by their pools. So here the famous Rashi explains that mitoichi bosa lefonov moinoisam kol shor, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael, because of his love, he keeps on counting us. Ki sheyotzu mimitzrayim onam, when we first went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted us. Ugishenoflu be'egol, and then when the Klai Yisrael did the chet ve'egol, and some of them died, is monam leida minyan ha'nesorim. He had them counted for a second time to see how many Jews were left over. And now, the third time, kishebo lahashrois shchinosay aleihem, now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put his special shchina, in other words, now is by the time of the Akomas HaMishkan, now the Mishkan is being set up, and we're going to have the shchina, and the Mishkan is monam, he counted them again. And Rashi explains that be'echod b'nisan hukam ha-mishkan, in the month before on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the day the Mishkan was put up. Uv'yechod b'yar monam. And now a full month later, 30 days later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Moshe count the Klai Yisrael to see how many there are. And then Rashi explains the next pasuk says they should be counted le'mishpachosam. What does it mean, their families? Shirashi says, Leida minyan kol shevet v'shevet. We want to know now the account of each shevet, how many yidin there are in each shevet. And what does leveis avoisa mean, the father's house? That means we go boss to the father. In other words, mi sha'oviv mi shevet echod, v'imoy mi shevet acher. Let's say the father was from shevet Binyamin, and the mother was from shevet Yehuda, is yokum al shevet oviv. The son goes after his father's shevet. Then the end of the pasuk says, "Lagugul isam." What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Ayidei shkolim." How did we count them now? That bekalagugulis. That everybody gave a machzis hashekel, and Moshe Rabbeinu counted how many machzis shekel he received. Lagugul isam. Now the first question the Mefarshim asked is, if we're saying now this third time now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go count the Yidin, was for the purpose that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting the Shechina in the Mishkan, so before Hashem puts the Shechina in the Mishkan, he wanted to count them to know how many people there are here to see if the Shechina could stay with them. So why did Hashem wait until the second month, until Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Why didn't he count them right away on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when he put the Mishkan up? And the Kli Yoker explains that now is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a Mokum Kavua. Like this should be his permanent place where he's going to have a Shechina. And we know the Lachar always is that the first 30 days you're in a place that's called Arai. Let's say you rent an apartment, the first 30 days you're there, you're potter from the mezuzah. It's not considered you're there. You're living there b'teres kviyas. But Shenken, after 30 days, that's called the Kfa, that's called your permanent living. Here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put a Shechina now, not just Arai, but to make it a Kfa, to be a permanent living. So therefore, he had to wait the after 30 days that the Shechina was in the Mishkan. When it came the second Chodesh Iyar, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu now went to count them, when he was like making his Dira, his living, a permanent living here. And the second question also that's asked is, that the second count was after the Chet Ve'egol, when after they did the Kaporam, which was in Chodesh Tishrei. Now, this third count now, this was in Chodesh Iyar. So the question was, it was during the exact same year. So why did we have to have another second count, like there was nobody became older in between? Like we only count you from 20 years and older. So whoever was counted in Tishrei was 20 years old. When we're counting him now in Iyar, he's also not more than 20 years old. So what was the purpose of this third count? What was wrong with the second count we had that they counted them in Tishrei? The Mefarshim one answer, the Panim Yofas one's answer, like Rashi really brings down here, that this was a count to count each Shevet for Shevet separately. In other words, before true, we knew the amount, how many there was in the whole Klal Yisrael. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to count them, like Rashi says, LeMishmechosam, Daminyin Kol Shevet V'Shevet. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a count, how many Yidin there are in each Shevet, in each Shevet by itself. And the Kli Yoker explains this, and he says, because the Chazal say that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinoso Yisrael Bepochos Minchof Beis Elef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never puts a Shechina to be amongst Klal Yisrael unless there are 22,000 Yidin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Avnucha Yoyma Shuvra Hashem Rivavais Alpha Yisrael. So it has to be 22,000. And he explains the Kli Yoker, what's Pshan the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make his kingdom down here on this world when he puts the Shekhinah with us the same way he has his kingdom in Shemayim, upstairs. And like Chazal say, that Bishor Shenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael b'Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to show himself on Har Sinai, is Yardu Imoi Chof Beis Elef Markovois Shel Malchei Hashoros. It came down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 22,000 Malchei Hashoros Melochim. Shenema Rochev Elokim Revesayim Al Alfei. So you see, the Machna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be at least 22,000. And the V'chein Motzinu B'Machna Levi, the same thing, the count of Shevet Levi also, that was called Nikra Machna Shechina, was Chof Beis Elef, was 22,000. So therefore now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put his Shechina amongst Klal Yisrael, and that there should be like a Shechina b'toch kol Shevet for Shevet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wanted to count each Shevet to make sure that each Shevet has at least 22,000 Yidin, k'day that the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be down here the same way he has it upstairs. And really, the Ramban over here, when he starts off, he also says that now the Shechina is going to come down in the Mishkan, and it's as if to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking his Shechina that he had by Har Sinai, now he is putting it b'teres akva for permanent living in the Mishkan. In other words, the Shechina was by Har Sinai like an Arai, only temporarily, and now by the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting his Shechina's living permanently. And that's why we find the same halachas by Har Sinai applies to the Mishkan, that you're not allowed to go nearby there, and there's a makom not to go b'ktumah, and you have to stay away, and you have kedushas hamakom, and you have to give cover to the makom. So really like this, it's very good, the beginning of the first pasuk, that the pasuk starts off, Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, B'midbar Sinai, in the Midbar Sinai, B'yoy HaMoyed, in the Yoy HaMoyed. Now what do we need these two things for? B'midbar Sinai, which that will be Mashem and Inyan of Har Sinai, of the kedushas of the Torah, of the Shechina that was given by Har Sinai. And then it says B'yoy HaMoyed, which means in the Mishkan. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was coming to take his Shechina that he brought down by Har Sinai, but Derech Arai, just temporarily, now he's going to want to put it permanently in the B'yoy HaMoyed, in the Mishkan. And this was done B'echod L'Chodesh HaSheni, at the beginning of the second month. Like we said, even though the Mishkan was put up a month before in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the first 30 days, that's like a temporary living. It's only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Shechina here for 30 days straight in one place, now it's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a kviyas. He's making it permanently living, and that's why now Klal Yisrael had to be counted, each Shevet separately, to make sure there'll be at least 22,000 Jews in each Shevet, that the Shechina could be amongst Kol Shevet B'Shevet. Also, you can say the Hemshech here, why the Pasuk says B'midbar Sinai, and then B'yoy HaMoyed. Really, the Kli Yoker brings down that Chazal at two different times are given a moshul that Klal Yisrael like got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dinyan of the Zivug of Yisroel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One time is brought down B'Shas Matan Torah. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vayitein El Moshe Kechaloisoi. We darshin like a Kali as a Chosa there. Shenimsloi HaTorah Kechalo V'Kushetes B'Chof Dalet Svorim. It was the Moshlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah like to the Kala. In other words, B'Shas Matan Torah, that's B'Yoyim Chasunosoi, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu like made Erosin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got married, had a zivug with Klal Yisrael, B'Shas he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael by Har Sinai. And there's a second time in Chazal when they say the same thing, that Klal Yisrael like got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's B'Yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan. That's the day when they started to have the Mishkan. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vehi B'Yoyim Kalois Moshe L'Hokim, when Moshe got finished putting up the Mishkan, and Rashi brings down the drasha there, that Shebiyoyim Shehukam HaMishkan Nimsuru Yisro LaKadosh Baruch Hu Kekala L'Chosin. The day that they put up the Mishkan, it's a Moshlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Klal Yisrael for his Kala. Ishmamina Shematin Toru Zman Erosin V'yoyim Hukam HaMishkan Huzman HaNesuyin. So it comes out as if to say that Klal Yisrael B'Shas Matan Toru, that was the Erosin. That's when they first had the beginning of the Kedushin. And they finished it off, one was in a permanent, one was called the Nesuyin, the Gemara, the end of the Kedushin, that was B'Shas Takamas HaMishkan. That's the Pshat, that's called the Kfa, that's called the permanent living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now came to live permanently with Klal Yisrael, that was by the Ohel Moed, that was by the Takamas HaMishkan. So it's good, the Hemshech here, B'Midbar Sinai, that was the beginning of the Kedushin, and B'Ohel Moed, that was the Gemara, that was the Nesuyin, of the permanent living HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Now the Pshat also in the first Rashi, the Rashi says Mitechi Bosan, that it shows the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, that's why Kiseide keeps on counting us. And really some say that Pshat is Posek Beis that says Se'u Es Reish Kol Adas, like pick up the heads of Klal Yisrael. In other words, by counting them, the count of Klal Yisrael picks us up, is Misnasayos, picks us up, shows how chashuv, how great we are of all the other nations. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu now cares about us and goes to count us to show that he cares about every single person in Klal Yisrael. And really, like Rashi says, Klal Yisrael was counted at three different times. First they were counted right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the beginning of the creation of Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu first took them out of the Tumas Mitzrayim and made them B'nei Chorin. That was the first time he counted them. Then he counted them after they did the Chet Ve'egel, that a Jew could feel when he does the Chet, he's finished. He'll be Miyayish, he gives up. He can't be close to Hashem anymore. No. After they did the Chet Ve'egel, they did Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu again made them close. He counted them a second time, as if to show that even after we do Chatoyim, do something bad, if we do Tshuva though, HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives us back as he's close to us again. And now the third time is, this is the greatest counting, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is putting his Shechina amongst Klal Yisrael. This is the Gemara, this is the Nesuyin, this is the Kfar, this is the permanent living that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to live with us. So he's showing how great and how dear we are in his eyes. That's why he goes to count us now, to show the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And really, the whole Gemara, the whole Chumash of Bamidbar, Chazal called it a Lashon of Chumash HaPikudim, the Chumash of counting. And really, there's the Gemara in Yuma of Samaches that the Gemara says there that Shekoyen Godol Kore B'Yom HaKippurim B'Yeseh Shebechum HaShapikudim. On Yom Kippur, there was the mitzvah for the Kohen Godol to learn from the Chumash, from the Torah. And they says the Aloshin, he read B'Yeseh Shebechum HaShapikudim. In other words, he read the Parshas Pinchas about the Korban Musafim, but the Gemara there calls it Loshin HaPikudim. And it means from the Chumash of Bamidbar. And Rashi explains, why does the Gemara call the Chumash of Bamidbar the Chumash HaPikudim? Rashi says, Sefer V'yadabesh Shemaschel B'minyon Esho Yisrael, because Bamidbar starts off with the counting of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the whole Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPikudim, which means the Chumash of counting. In other words, this shows the Chshivas, the importance, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That's why the whole Chumash is called on this name, to show the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after every single Jew and wants to know the minyan, how many we are. Now really the Mefarshim ask a question here on Rashi. that there's a medrash here that brings down, that the medrash says that, that Rash brings down the medrash here that mitoichi bosim monim, that because the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, that's why he goes to count them. But the Gemara in Yuma says that one pasuk says v'hoyu mispa b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayoyim, that the count of the Klal Yisrael will be like the chol, like the sand on the yam. Uchsiv asher lo yomiv lo yisofer. Another pasuk says no, we won't be able to count them at all. There's going to be too many. There'll never be a count of how many Jews there are. So Gemara says, Kan bizman she Yisrael oisem etzayne shemokam, oz lo yomer lo yisofer. When Klal Yisrael is doing the rots and doing the mitzvahs, then we cannot count us. We are too many. Kan bizman she oisem etzayne shemokam. But when we're not doing the rots and we're not doing the mitzvahs of Hashem, then we could be counted. And the pasuk says, "V'ho yimispa b'nei Yisrael kachol hayoyim." So from the Gemara, it's mashma that the count shows that we're not doing the mitzvahs. We're not doing the rots and Hashem. Then we could be counted. But at the time when Klal Yisrael is doing the Rotzen of Hashem, then we can't be counted. And the Be'er Moshe wants to answer this by saying that Enoch Nami, when we count the Klal Yisrael, there was a matzav of, they were not doing completely the Rotzen of Hashem. But still it shows how much Hashem loves us. That even at a time when we're not doing exactly 100% the Rotzen of Hashem, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to count us. Now there are three different lashonis. Sometimes Klal Yisrael is counted like ofar, like dust. Sometimes we're counted like kechovim, like the stars, and sometimes like choil, like the sand. And he wants to explain ofar. That was like Klal Yisrael was counted right after Klal Yisrael, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ofar is a lashon of achdus, of coming together, like sadna diyar yichadhu, that everybody is all together. That's the way Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Now they became an Am Yisrael. Then Choyl, he wants to tie in that that's a lotion of that the Tzadikim or Megin protect the Klal Yisrael, whereas after they did the Chet Vegel, they had the Tzchus, the Tzadikim protected, they did Tshuvah. That's the union of Choyl. And the union of counting of the Kechovim, that's like this third counting now, when now HaKadosh Baruch was counting Klal Yisrael to put his Shechina, but to Klal Yisrael, like we said before, his Malchus, like he has in Shemayim, he makes downstairs here also. In other words, like the Shechina here, is as if we have the Kechovim with us. As if like the stars, in other words, what's doing in Shemayim, that's the Shechina is here now amongst us also. Now the Medrash Rab over here also asked the question, Loma b'midbar Sinai. As why does the first pasuk have to start off again and say, V'yadavar Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai? What do we have to say that for? So the Medrash Rab over here says that Mikan Shonu Chachomim, that Begimul Dvorim Nitnu HaTorah, with three things the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Be'ish, in fire, Ba'mayim, in water, Uva Midbar, in the desert. Be'ish Minayin, how do we know it was given in fire? Bahar Sinai Oshen Kulai, says the Har Sinai was like full of smoke or fire. Ba'mayim Minayin, how do we know the Torah was given like with water? The Pasuk in Shoftim says, Gam Shemayim Notfu, Gam Ovim Notfu Mayim, that it was raining then, as a mush, as if the water was coming down. Uba midbar binayin, how do we know the Torah was given in the midbar, or with the midbar, with the desert, from now a posik. V'yadavar Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. That's how a posik Hashem spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai. And really, pshan this medrash that the Torah was given in the midbar, that of course we know the Torah was given by HaSinai. But the kavana, what the medrash wants to teach us, is really like the Gemara in Erevin says that in Meisim Atzmoi Kemidbar Ze Shakel Doshen Boy Toire Nitle B'Matona. If a person acts like a midbar, like a desert, to make himself hefker, to make himself very humble, and to listen and to learn from other people, with that's a kinyan haTorah. That's the way. With this, he'll be zeicha to have Torah given to him for a present. In other words, a person has to make himself hefker. In other words, he's only giving up all his rights to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything he has, he's giving up to Hashem. He's making himself like Hefker, as if nobody owns him, that just he is given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given over to the Torah. He's going to do whatever the Torah does. Whatever is good to learn the Torah, that's what he's going to do. That's the way he's zeichet to have the Torah for a matana. And the Be'er Moshe once explained that, like we're saying now, the Ikka Kinyan HaTorah is this, the Inyan to be like a midbar. So why do we say also you need the Eish of Amayim, the fire and the water? So he explains that even though the Ikar Kinyan of Torah is to be Ha'alara Hachno, humble yourself, but sometimes you have to be careful. Sometimes by too much Anova, too much humble, you could lose yourself. You could say, who am I? I'm not right to learn Torah. I can't be Zeichel the Torah, it's not for me. And you give up, you'll stop learning. So sometimes you have to have the Koyach of Eish. Eish is the Koyach of Gvura. Like Eish is very strong, and Eish is an Inyan of going up. Like the Rambam really says in Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah Halacha Beis, Perek Dalet, says that Yisoid HaEish is Milmata Lamala. Fire goes like from bottom upwards, to show to put a person up, standing up. In other words, like the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Vayigba Liboy Badarchi Hashem. Sometimes you have to make yourself strong, you have to pick yourself up, you have to realize that we're Choshev, we're a Jew, when we learn Torah we're tremendous, we're above everybody else, we're great. We need this also, not to lose ourselves, to give up from learning Torah. So we need the Koyach of Eish to pick ourselves up, to lift ourselves up. But sometimes you pick yourself up too much, and you'll be Stama Bagaivinik. You won't do the Torah. So that's the Koyach of Mayim that comes like to put out the fire, the Mayim Fakert. Mayim always travels upwards, downwards. Mayim is also the Inyan of Anova, of coming down. So you always need these two Inyanim, in Darkei Hashem and doing mitzvahs. Avadi, you have to have the Midah of Anova of humble. But you can't give up, you can't be Miyayish. When it comes a time you feel low, you have to have a schaskus, you have to have a gevuram, you have to pick yourself up again. You have to have the koyach of eish to bring yourself up, to feel we're great, and then when we feel we're too great, then we have to have the midah of mayim to bring ourselves low again. But these two midahs of eish and mayim, that only keeps us that we can say the go with the midah of bamidbar, that if a person makes himself like a midbar, makes himself very humble, and listens, and only wants to do what Hashem wants him to, that's the way he's zeicha to the Kinyan HaTorah. And also the pshat to be like a midbar means that you're satisfied, you don't need too much. Just like in the desert, we don't have too much, there's not too much enjoyment there, you're satisfied with whatever you have. Really like the Mishnah Novi says, Kachi Darkel Shatorah, this is the way to learn Torah, that pas b'melech toichal, we eat bread and salt, the aloritz tishon, and we sleep on the ground. And the pshat is, Meforshim say, not that really you have to do this way, but just rather to say that you should be satisfied with whatever you have, that even if it comes to such a situation, also you would still learn Torah. In other words, to be like a midbar, that be satisfied with what you have, and not to look to have more and more. Then the psukim go on, the pasuk test says, V'yitchem yiyu, ish ish lamate, ish roish levesa voisav hu. That when Moshe V'Yaron goes to count Klai Yisrael, he should also have with them one person from each Shevet, the Rosh, the head of each one, the head of the Shvatim. And even though the Pasuk doesn't really say they're there b'shas they counted them, but Rashi says that Tishetifkedu oisam yiwi mochem nasi kol Shevet v'Shevet. That when they went to count the Shvatim, each Shevet had to have a nasi, the head, with Moshe V'Yaron. And the Sepurna explains why do we have to have the head of the Shevet with them? Because when they went to count the Shvatim, they wanted to know the exact Yichus to make sure everybody is in Lamashal Shevet Ruvain. We have to make sure somebody is not from Shevet Shimon and telling us he's from Shevet Ruvain. Therefore, we had to have the head, the Rosh Beis Av, of that Shevet, that he knows clearly exactly who's from his Shevet. And they bring down that the way they counted was that they had Moshe V'Yaron and all the 12 Nisayim, and then every Jew came and gave his machsa shekel. For every person that was 20 years old, he gave a machsa shekel, and that they wrote on the machsa shekel from which Shevet they're from. And then they went to count them, so they knew exactly how many Yidden were in each Shevet, when they counted the machsa shekel. And then the psukim go to say the exact count, how many there were in Shevet Ruvain. Says there were 36,500, and Shevet Shimon had 59,300, and Gad had 45,650, and Bnei Yehuda had 74,600, then Yisachar had 54,400, and Zebulun had 57,400, and Bnei Yosef and Ephraim had had 40,500 for Bnei Ephraim, and Menashe had 32,200. And Bnei Binyamin had 35,400. And Bnei Dan had 62,700. And Bnei Asher had 41,500. And then last one was Bnei Naphtali, that they had 43,400. And then Pasuk Mem Dalet goes on to say that Eila Hapkudim Asher Pokad Moshe V'Yaron Nesiyah Yisrael Shnei Mos Ish Ish Echel Leveis Avoisim Hoyu, that at the end, this is what Moshe counted in Aaron and in 12 Nesiyim. Vayiyo Kol Pekudei V'nei Yisrael Leveis Avoisim Ibenesim Shon of Amalek Yoytze Tzovah B'Yisrael. And now they're going to give the count of all the Jews together from 20 years and up. Vayiyo Kol Hapkudim Sheish Shmeyos Elef 600,000 Ushleshes alofim, and 3,000, v'chamesh meyas v'chamishim, and 550. So altogether, there was 603,000 and 550. And the Rabban explains that the reason why Moshe now had to count all the Jews together, and he says, because that was the mitzvah that Hashem gave him, was to count separately each shevet by themselves, and then to count them all together. And he explains that the reason why Hashem wanted to count them now was because he wanted to know the yichus pashut of each shevet b'shevet, that each shevet got their own degel, got their own flag, their own banner, they had a special makom, their shevet, so he had to know exactly every yid to which shevet he belonged. But then the Ramban explains that, but why do we have to count? Like, what's the difference how many you have? The chura, the main purpose is just to know to which shevet do you belong. And the Ramban goes on to explain that the reason why Hashem made him count them was to show the chshivus, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and also to show the chesed that Hashem did to us. That even though when the Jews first went down to Mitzrayim, they only went down b'shivim nefesh, there were only 70 people that went down, but now when they came out and a year later, there was already 603,550. And also he explains, like the Medrash says, that they didn't just count like the Mishpacha, as if to say, ask the father how many children, how many in the house, and he would ask them, there are five boys over 20, and that's how they counted. No, they rather went to count every single person separately. Like we had before, every person came with his machzor shekel and gave it to Moshe V'Aaron. So he also explains that Hashem wants to show the way he's Mashgiach. He looks after every single Jew separately, and that's why he counted every single one separately. And then the psukim go on to say that the Shevet Levi was not included in this count. And then it says, V'yadav Hashem HaMoshe Leimor, that Aches Mata Levi Lo Sifkoi V'yes Roshem Lo Sisa B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. You should not count the Shevet Levi with the rest of the Jews, but rather, V'yato Hafkeh Es HaLeviyam Al Mishkan Edus V'al Kol Kelov V'al Kol HaSheloi. That you should appoint the Leviim, that they should take care of the Mishkan. They should take care of all the Kelim, all the vessels, the Al-Kol HaShaloi, everything that's inside the Mishkan. Heimo Yisu Es HaMishkan, they should carry the Mishkan. Rashi explains here that why were they counted by themselves? So Rashi says, Kedayhu Ligyoin Shemelech Liyaznimna Levadoi, that the special, the legion of the king, they are worthy to be counted separately by themselves. Dover Acher, Rashi brings down another pshat, that so far, Kodesh Baruch Hu sha'asid olam gzeirah, akol hanimna miben esrim shon v'mala, shiyemaisu b'midbar. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that there's going to be a gzeirah soon, that whoever was counted from 20 years and up is going to die during these 40 years in the midbar. So Omar, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, al yiyu elu b'chlau, that Shevet Levi should not be amongst them, v'fi shem shali, shloi toyu b'egel. Since they didn't do the chet of the egel, they do not deserve to be killed in the midbar. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not count them with the regular count from 20 years and up, but rather had a new way of counting them from 1 month and up. All right, turn over. And really the Ramban explains in a place that how come Shevet Levi was the smaller Shevet? How come they had less, much less than anybody else? So he explains that the reason why Klal Yisrael grew and multiplied so much was because Paro HaRasha wanted to make us smaller. He tried everything to make it hard for us not to multiply. So the more he tried that we should not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him that all your work is in vain, and I'll make them multiply more and more and more. So therefore, the Yidden that had to work harder in Mitzrayim, by them HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace that they multiplied more and more and more. But it's Yidua that Shevet Levi did not have to work hard in Mitzrayim. Shevet Levi, they were the ones that watched over the rest of the Jews. So they themselves didn't have to work so hard. It's like Paro wasn't trying to stop them from multiplying. So therefore Hashem did not give them the specialness that they should multiply so much as the other Shvatim. Therefore they remained the smallest of all the other Shvatim. And really, what Rashi said before, that the reason why they were counted by themselves, there's a Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi brings down and says, Kedaihu Ligyon Shemelech Liyosnim Nelevadoi, that the special people, the people that minister by Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should be counted separately. And the Medrash Rabbah also brings down a Moshe like this, that if a king has his special Mesharshim, his special people that minister him, he likes to count them separately. So in other words, the more chashuv the person is, the more respect has to be given to him. So here we learn, even though there's a mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, you have to love every single Jew, kol echad v'yechad, but still if a person is more chashuv than somebody else, you have to love him even more. And really there's a ton of Dvei Eliyahu that says like that, that says, Kishem, Shashem oyev es Yisrael, v'yoyev es Talmud Chochem v'yoyser, just like Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and he also loves the Talmud Chochem more, kach yei odem oyev es Yisrael. Every single Jew should love another Jew. There's the mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha. But v'yaves es Talmud Chochem v'yoyser, you also have the chiyev to love a Talmud Chochem more. Ki halaviyim merim alanshei amayla. And it brings the right, the Torah of Eliyahu, from this parasha of the Leviyim. That Leviyim, since they were higher people than others, they were counted separately. It showed like Hashem loved them more. So you have to show your love to the more chashuv the person is, the more love you have to show to him. And really there's a Gemara in Shabbos like this, on Daf Kuf Yutes and Meveis, that says, Lechorvu Yerushalayim, Ele Bishvil Shehushva Koten Vagodol. That one of the reasons why Yerushalayim was Chorav, was destroyed, because they didn't show respect to a Godol more than a Koten. They gave the same respect to a Koten as if a Godol. And they dashed in the Posik Shenemar, For ho yakom ki koyin, that the regular people were the same like a koyin was. In other words, they did not give more respect to the koyin than they gave to the regular people. And the Rambam in two places also is mashma, that the yisoid of Leviyim, the chshivas of Leviyim, was the fact of learning Torah, that they were the Talmid Chachomim, they were the shevet that taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam says in Perak Aleph, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Gimel, Rambam says, V'yakov Avinu lomad bonav kulam, he taught all his children Torah. But v'hivdu Levi umina rush, he set aside Levi and made him for the head. For yeshiva will be yeshiva, and he made him like the Rosh Yeshiva. Lilmoy derech Hashem v'lishmor mitzvah savron, v'tzivres bonav shlo yafsiko mebnei Levi memuna achem emuna, k'dei shlo tishkach alimud, that we should not forget the learning. In other words, Yaakov Avinu set aside Levi, that he should be like the Rosh Yeshiva, he should be the one in charge to make sure everybody is learning Torah, and he should be the Moira of teaching Torah. And also the Rambam says in Perek Yudgimel, Mehilcha Shmita V'yovel, Halacha Yudgimel, the Rambam says, V'loi Shevet Levi Bilvad, it's not only the Shevet Levi, Elokol Ish V'yish, any person, Mikol Boy Elam, from the whole world, Asher Nod V'rucha Yosei, he picks up his heart, V'hevino Mado L'havdu V'lamo L'fnei Hashem, L'shoso L'yovdoi L'das Es Hashem, V'holach Yosho K'mo Shesu L'kim, El Porak Mi'atzavoroi Olach Hashboinus Arabim Asher Bikshu B'nei Yodom, Hareze Nishkadesh Kodesh HaKadoshim. But any person that picks himself up and decides not to throw away all the other things and only wants to sit and learn Torah and be close to Hashem, he also has the Kedusha like a Levi, and the Rambam says, Hareze Nishkadesh Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like a Talmud Chochem has the Kedusha of Kodesh Kedoshim, which is also a Lashon of a Zohar that says that the Pasuk says in Shemais, V'hevdilo ha-pareches lechem bein ha-kodesh bein kodesh ha-kedoshim, and the Zohar says that kol inon v'misham shei Talmud Chochemim is kore kodesh. The people that learn from a Talmud Chochem, they are called kodesh. But the Rav himself He's called Kodesh Kedoshim. So this Indian that people that come to sin learn Torah, they themselves are Kodesh, and the Rebbe, the Rav, the Talmud Chacham, he's the Madrega of Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the Madrega of the Leviim, that any person can have this Madrega of Shevet Leviyah, which is the Shevet of being the Talmud Chachamim. And that's this Indian why Shevet Levi was counted separately, like to show this, that the Chshivas of Shevet Levi, they are special people, they deserve to have special respect comes to them. That the more chashuv the person is to Hashem, the more Hashem loves him, and who then everybody else is also supposed to love him more than other people. Then right after Shlishi, the Psukim start talking about the Degel. The Pasuk says, V'dabra Hashem Moshe v'laron leimor, Ish al digloi, each person upon his banner, v'yosois, according to the sign, Leveis avoysom, his father's house, Yachnu v'nei Yisrael, mineged, sabib liyo, mayud Yachnu. That the Klai Yisrael was set aside all around the Mishkan. On all four sides there were three Shvatim, and each these symbol of three Shvatim had one Degel, had one banner. That is in India now, that was the Mishkan. That was the way the Mishkan was in the Midbar, the Machna Yisrael, that it was set upon, that on the east side you had Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. On the south side you had Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. On the west side you had Binyamin, Menashe, and Ephraim. And on the north side, you had Naphtali, Asher, and Dan. And each one of them had their own special banner, their own special flag-like, to show the Oisais. And Rashi says, Oisais, Rashi says, Kol Degel Yil Ois, Mapet Sivua Tlu Yiboy. Each banner had like its own special color. And Sivoy Shalzeh, like its Sivoy Shalzeh. Each color was different than the other one. Tseva Kolekha Kegavan Avnoi Hakvua B'choshin. Just like on the Choshin, there were 12 different stones, and all the Shvatim had a different stone, and each stone had a different color, the same color it was on the stones of the Choshen. That's the way each banner had their own color to it. And really, about the Inyan of the Golem, the Midrashim talk about it, the Yalkut, the Medrash Rabbah, and they say that, B'shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yorad al Har Sinai, Lita in Torah Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai to give the Torah, is it came down with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a whole machne, full of malachim, full of angels, and it was around him 22,000 malachim. Kemispar Shevet Levi. That was the number of how many there were in Shevet Levi. And it says there, the Medrash says that, V'nasu ha-malachim degolim, sub of kisei ha-kovid. That the malachim, the angels, were like banners, were like a flag, around the kisei ha-kovid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shekeinoim rakosiv dogo mervovo. And when Klal Yisrael saw by Matan Torah, by Hasinai, all these malachim, and the way at the end they had like their banners, is Nichna Cheshek Blibam. Klal Yisrael had a desire to have these banners also. The Omru and Klal Yisrael said, Halavai Shegam Onu Niya Ruchim Degolim Degolim, Kiseidim HaMalachim Achoinim Sobav Hashchina. His Halavai, wouldn't it be good if we also had this? That we would have the golden, we would have these flags all around our camp where the Shekhinah is. And Vizel Hanema B'Shir Ashirim, this is what the Pasuk says in Shir Ashirim, Haviyani Al Beis Hayayin, V'Digloi Olai Ahava. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into the Beis Hayayin, which means that was by Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, that Shenim Shlo L'Yayin, and Klal Yisrael then said, Halavai, we should also be Zeichem, to have this Inya of the golden of the flags around our camp. And the question is, what was so great about the Degolim, about these flags? Like, what did Klal Yisrael see so great, the Malachim, who were making this Degol, making the flags, the banner around the Shechin, around the Kisiyak Hashem, that Klal Yisrael wanted to have it around their Mach and around their camp also? What was so great about this? And the Kli Yoker wants to explain and wants to say that the Inyan was that Klal Yisrael wanted to show to all the nations that Kishema Hashem Nikra Lehim, V'yorumihim, that everybody should see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst Klal Yisrael, the Shekhin is with us, and no place else, and everybody should have fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like to make his Shechina, to make the Kvod Shemayim over the whole world. And the Pshat is, that's the Pshat from this Degel, is like to pick us up and to show that we have four sides to us. We have a camp. In the middle of the camp is the Shechina, is the Mishkan. All around it are the 12 Shvatim. And at the end of the camp, at the end of the Shvatim, there's a banner. That the banner is like to show up until here is the Mokum Ashchina. From further it doesn't go. As if to say, inside this machne is a special machne. This is the Kisya Kovig. This is where our Kodesh Baruch Ashchina is. And we are the Yam HaNivchar, and nobody else. So it was a tremendous pride that Klal Yisrael wanted to have, as if to show this exactly is the Kisya Kovig, like in this world. This is the boundary where the Shechina is. And out of this boundary, it's a different machne. It's not the machne Yisrael anymore. It's not the Mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And really, this was one of the bakoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings down, one of the things Moshe asked was that the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu should live with Klal Yisrael and not with the Sharumas. His Shechina should not be amongst the other Goyim. And that's what we have here. That was the greatness of the Degolim. The Degolim, the flags at the end of the Machna on all four sides, was like showing Ad Kan up until here is a special Machna, a special camp. This is the camp where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives. Mashenkin outside is different. And that's why the Malachim came down on Hasinai. It was that way also when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with the Kisya covered. The 22,000 Malachim all around him was the Pshat. That was the Mokum where the Shechina is. And outside not. And now Klal Yisrael had a desire for that, that they wanted now where they are in the Midbar, their machnem should be, that's the Mokum Ashchina, all around us. Because we have the Golem, we have the boundaries where it ends. And all in the middle is the Shechina. And Avada, what's Mamish, the middle of the middle, that's the Mokum HaMishkan. Now, after the Psukim talk about the Golem, now, after Revi, the Psukim go back to talk about the Ela told us, Aaron HaMoshe, B'Yamdibra Hashem HaMoshe, B'Yasinai. These are the toldos, the family of Aaron and Moshe. V'elu shemois b'nei Aaron. These are the names of the children of Aaron. Habachor no divaviyu, Allah zivi somram. Elu shemois b'nei Aaron. Hakohen v'amshuchem Hashem ila yodim l'chaim. And it says, V'yomus no divaviyu, no divaviyu died l'fnei Hashem. And then the Pasuk says that v'yadabar Hashem HaMoshe leimar, hakrev es mata levi, bring the mata, the shevet levi, v'marato oisle l'fnei Aaron, hakohen v'sherusu oisai, like they should do the work, they should minister in the Mishkan, the Shomuris Mishmata, like we had before. That Leviim now take care of the Mishkan, and V'nasati Es HaLeviim Li'Aaron Lavonav, Nesunim Nesunim Hei Maloim, Yes B'nei Yisrael, that Leviim are the ones that are given over to Aaron to work, to minister in the Mishkan from the B'nei Yisrael. And then also Pasuk says, V'ani Hinei Lo'akachti Es HaLeviim Mitoch B'nei Yisrael, Ta'akas Kol B'chor Petarechim B'nei Yisrael, V'hoyli HaLeviim, that really at the beginning the Bechorim were the ones to do the Avodah, to minister in the Mishkan, and now the Leviim took over. Kili kol b'chor b'yom ha'kaisi kol b'chor b'yatz Mitzrayim, hikdashtu li kol b'chor b'yisrom yod mar b'heimom, kos b'shas makis b'choris. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special kedushim, told the Bechorim, Ani Hashem. I will soon go into this Barichas. But I just want to say, like, after this, then in Chamishi, the Apostle then starts off the mitzvah to count the Leviim. V'davar Hashem Moshe b'minasi leimor pakoides b'nei Levi levei savoich l'mshukas m'chazoch b'men chodesh v'mal l'tifkadeim. That the new mitzvah counts shave the Levi by themselves, and every child that's over 1 month old, we count him. So the question was, like we spoke out before, that really the psukim before said this mitzvah, like not to count Leviim with the rest of Klal Yisrael, but to count them by themselves. And then it went off on a tangent. It started to talk about the Degolim that Klal Yisrael has on the four sides of the Machna, they have the Golem. And then it comes back to the Indian of talking about the Leviim, that again, they minister in the Mishkan, and again, we should go count them separately, and the new count is 1 month and old. The question is, why in the middle do we interfere with the Golem, which wasn't directly with the Leviim, that was had to do with the whole Klal Yisrael, all the Shvatim, and the Chur is just the opposite. The Machna Leviya was in the middle. They were around the Mishkan. And on all four sides of the Machna, were the other Shvatim. And each side had three Shvatim, and they had the Degolim there. So why do we have to talk about the Degolim now in between the Inyanim of the Leviim? And the way we're talking, what we said before, it's very good. We said that the reason is, really, before Hashem wanted to count the Leviim, He knew they were the smallest amount, they would feel very bad. So first Hashem wanted to build them up. He wanted to show how Chashub, the Machna, the Shevet Levi is, that they are the ones that are going to take care of the Mishkan. They're going to be Mishoros Hashem, they're going to take care of the Shechina. Now, the end of the Degolim we just said is to explain exactly how far does the Shechina expand. In other words, even though the Ikar Shechina is in the Mishkan that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Mishkan expands, it goes further. It goes further through the whole Machne Yisrael. It goes to the end of the Machne, to the end of the camp, to exactly where the Golem are, where the banners are, where the flags are. That's the end of the Machne, and that's where the end of the Shechinah is. So it comes like to expand that the Shechinah is not only Toich, the Mishkan, but it's going to expand now the Shechinah. The Hashpah that comes out of the Mishkan affects the whole Machne Yisrael. Every single Jew is affected through the Hashpah, through the Shechinah that comes down through the Mishkan. So it's mamash an expansion of the Shechinah up until the boundaries to the end of the Machne. So now it's very good. It's also like it's showing the Cheshivas of the Leviim, that the Shechinah is not only something going to be directly in the Leviah, in the Mishkan. It's a Shechinah that's going to expand and have effect on the whole Klal Yisrael. Now, who is the one that's going to minister, take care of the Shechinah like inside the Mishkan to make sure that Hashpah is there, that the Avodah will be done, the Mishkan is there, the Kelim are there, in order that the Shechinah should affect the whole Klal Yisrael? That's going to be the Shevet Levi. So it's coming to show how chashuv, how great the work the Shevet Levi has, is not only it's going to affect them, but it's going to affect the whole Klal Yisrael. So this is all coming to show the Chashivas, the greatness of the Shevet Levi. So they should not feel bad later when soon we're going to start counting them. And we'll see that they're the smallest Shevet. They shouldn't feel bad because they have the most important job of everybody. Now the Pasuk right after Revi says, V'ele toldos Aaron u'Moshe, like these are the generations of Aaron and Moshe, V'yem dibra Hashem es Moshe b'Hasina, at the time when Hashem spoke to Moshe. Then it starts off, V'yele shmois b'nei Aaron. It just says these are the names of the children of Aaron. But the Pesukim do not talk about now the sons of Moshe. So the question is, why does the Pesuk start off saying, V'yela told us Aaron or Moshe? That these are the generations, the children of Moshe also, when the Pesuk doesn't talk about Moshe's children. So Rashi brings down, really from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Rashi says, V'yena maskirel b'nei Aaron, even though the Pesuk only mentions the children of Aaron, V'nikru soldos Moshe, still the Pesuk calls it the children of Moshe. Why? L'fi shalim dam Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught the sons of Aaron Torah. Melamed this comes to teach us, shekol ha-melamed es ben chavera Torah, whoever teaches your friend's son Torah, is ma'alol ha-bakasav kilu yelodoy. If you teach your friend's son Torah, it's considered as if you gave birth to him. So in other words, since Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Bnei Aaron, it was considered his toldos also. And the reason is that when you teach the son, somebody else's son, Torah, you're machnis him l'chayol amabo, you're giving him chiyas, you're giving him life, ruchnius, which has the ikka chayim, our life, and therefore you're the one that's keeping him alive, it's considered kilu yilaratoi, as if you gave a birth to him. And the Kli Yoker is very good here. Like Lechura, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't only teach the children of Aaron a Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the whole Klal Yisrael Torah. So why does it only consider now the sons of, like Moshe, the sons of Aaron? The whole Klal Yisrael really should be called like the sons of Moshe Rabbeinu. And secondly, even though true, Moshe taught the sons of Aaron Torah, but Moshe had his own sons. So why didn't the Pasuk bring down and say, V'elo told us Aaron or Moshe, the sons of Moshe also? Why didn't it bring it down here? And secondly, what does the Pasuk have to say? That Vayomas Nadav Yavil of Hashem says you should know that Nadav Yavil died because the Bakriva may Zorl of Hashem and Vasina von Mahulahem, Vechan Elozavi Summer up in the Aaron of him, and Elozavi Summer they took over. Like, what does it have to tell us now the fact that Nadav Yavil died? So the Kli Yoker once explained this to say that really the Chiddush here was like right after the Chet Hegel, the Pasuk says, Uva Aaron his son of Hashem Miyoid, the Lahashmidai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry at Aaron, and he wanted to Lahashmida to destroy him. And the klal is, Ein HaShemod Elikilu Bonim. Usually destroying means we will destroy your children. So really, by the Chet to the Egel, Aaron, really all his four sons were supposed to be killed. But the Pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Schus Moshe Rabbeinu, he was mispalo, that he davened for them, Moshe Rabbeinu kept them alive. And his tefillah called upon him, help Lachatzoyim, help halfway. That for Nadav Yaviyu, it didn't help. But for Elazar, any summer did help. That's why the Pasuk now explains that Nadav Avil died. For that, Moshe's tefillah did not help. But for Elazar, any summer, that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah helped. So when the Pasuk says, Navielo told us Aaron and Moshe, it's telling us the Chiddush, that even though Aaron HaKohen, Hashem got angry at him, and really he was supposed to lose all his toldos, but because of Moshe Rabbeinu, our koponim, two of them were saved. Then the pasuk Yeralev says, "V'yadaber Hashem Moshe Leimer, v'ani hine lokachti es halaviyim mitoch bnei Yisrael. I'm taking now the shevet Leviim from the middle of Klal Yisrael. Tachas kol bechor peter rechem bnei Yisrael. Instead of all the bechorim, I'm now taking the Leviim." For Yuli HaLevim, and the Levim now will belong to me, they will minister me in the Mishkan. And the next pasuk says, why? Ki li kol b'chor, because all the b'chorim really had a special kedusha, they belong to me. When b'yom ha'koisi kol b'chor b'yaretz Mitzrayim, at the time when I made the makas b'choris in Mitzrayim, so really all the b'chorim was supposed to die. And kivan shenitnu b'shus l'mashchis, he's not mavchim between a tzaddik and a rosham. And befrat for sure at that time, even the Bechori Yisrael were also some of them Oved Avodah Zarah. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. How did he save them? Is he Gedashti li kol Bechor b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give special Kedusha at that time to all the Bechor, all the firstborns of Yisrael. Miyadam ad behema li yiyu ani Hashem. That they belong to me. So like Rashi says, like, V'ani mehechad z'chisi behem mitoich b'nei Yisrael. Shiyu Yisrael soichem ois l'sheva shli, like where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu zoichet to the Levim? So Rashi says, Ayidei ha-Bechoris asher chisi behem. O lakachti tamurosam. Be really the Bechorim belong to me. And I'm taking now a tamur, instead of the Bechorim, I'm taking the Levim. Levi shoiso ha-avoidi be-Bechoris. Because really the avoid at the beginning was supposed to be with the Bechorim. Why with the Bechorim? Because the Pasuk says now, Hikdashti li kol Bechor b'Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas tamakas Bechoris, had to give a special Kedusha, a special holiness to all the Bechorim, in order that they should be saved and not to be killed. So the Bechorim received the special Kedusha, and because of that Kedusha, they were the one that deserved to bring the Kabbonis to minister HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But ukeshechotu b'egel, but when the Bechorim did the chet by the Maiso Egel, nifsalu, they became possible, they can't do the Avodah anymore. The Halaviyim shaloi ovdu Avodah Zarah, but the Shevet Levi that did not do the Avodah Zarah by the Chet Vegel is Nivchru Tachtayim. They were chosen to be instead of the Bechorim. So that's what the Pasuk is saying now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now took the Leviim mitoch b'nei Yisrael instead of the Bechorim. Because really the Bechorim, they were the ones that had the Kedusha, they were the ones that were supposed to do the Avodah. But when they did the Chet, when they participated in the making of the Egel, so they lost their Kedusha like, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Kedusha away from the Bechorim, and he gave it to the Levim. Shevet Levi took over this special Kedusha. Therefore now Shevet Levi, since they are the Peter, they are in Tachas, the Levim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to take them, they have the Kedusha now, and they are the ones to be Meshavis, to minister in the Mishkan. And then after Shishi, the Pasuk goes on, that V'yemer Hashem HaMoshe P'kid Kol Bechor Zochor Levnei Yisrael Mi Ben Chodesh V'molo. Go count every single Levi from 1 month and older, the sois mispashmoisim, take the number of them. Then it says, "Blokachti es halaviyim li." If you're taking leviyim to me, ani Hashem. The pasuk says, "Lashinov," that take the leviyim to me. And what then later? Also, the pasuk says, "Vohoyu li halaviyim." The leviyim should be to me. So the Orachaim speaks out, like we were saying before, that really, originally the avoid was supposed to be done with the bechorim, with the firstborns. But Kadosh Baruch Hu took it away from them and gave it to Levim. Now, even though there's a Chazal that says that Losid Lovoy, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give back the Avodah to the Bechorim, so I would think that then the Levim will lose their Kedusha, they won't be so holy anymore. No, the Pasuk is saying now, V'hoyu li ha-Levim, the Levim were taken to me, they will always remain with the Kedusha that I'm giving them now. Now, the Psukim here, Kisei the Chazar over and over again, the Sinyin, that the Shevet Levi was counted by itself. Like we said already at the beginning of the Pasht, it said it, then it went to another Pasht and said it over again. Now also again, Kesed was saying over and over again, the Sinyin, that the Shevet Levi should be counted by itself. And if Chaim Shlevis itself says a shmuz about this, that really Rashi at the beginning brought down that what was the purpose? Why were they counted separately? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that to be a Gezerah, whoever was counted for 20 years and up is going to die in the Midbar. And Hashem didn't want the Shevet Levi to die in the Midbar, therefore they were counted by a special count, they were counted by the age of 1 month and older. Not of the age of 20 years old when you're ready to go Litzvah, but rather at 1 month old when we know you're a Ben Chai, you're going to live and not going to die. So what do we see from here? that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a count, puts the whole cloud, the whole tzibur, everybody together, it's like one din. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives judgment, he gives judgment to a whole cloud together. Like here, when there will be a gzeirah by the Chet HaMeraglim, that the people won't go into Eretz Yisrael, but they're all going to die out in the Midbar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mavchim between the tzaddik and the rasha, and all of them together would have been bechlal this gzeirah that they have to die out in the Midbar. But therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that Shevet Levi should be included, therefore he had to give them a special count. Hu Adin, like we just got finished saying before, by the Makas Bechor, was also that way, that the reason why the Bechorim received special Kedusha was because by the Makas Bechoris, the Malach had a right to kill out all the Bechorim. Now when he has a right to kill out the Bechorim, the firstborns, he's not Mavchin, he doesn't know the difference between a Rosh and a Tzaddik. And really he should have went out to kill out even the firstborns of the Klal Yisrael also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give a special Kedusha to the Bechorim to save them from this Makkah. But we see if not for the special Kedusha, they also would have been killed out for this cloud. Because when Hashem does Mishpat, does judgment, he does with the whole Tzibur together. So that's why when the judgment would have been on the Tzibur that they have to die out whoever was counted from 20 years and up, they have to die out this generation in the Midbar, and only the new generation will go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem did not want the Levim to be part of it. And he speaks out, Avadu hu adin letzad ha-toiv. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezake, does chusim, does something good for the tzibur, it's considered, it's done to everybody. Whoever is part of the tzibur, even though you didn't help out the tzibur so much, you're not the biggest tzaddik, but still when a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the good of the tzibur, he's pasuk is good for the whole tzibur, and everybody that's part of it also receives good from it. That's why Chazal always say, a person should not keep himself away from the tzibur. You should always be mishtate, put yourself part of the tzibur, because that's the way you zeichem medin. Usually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a judgment upon the Klal Yisrael, the tzibur usually, most of the times, unless by the Chet HaMeraglim and the Chet HaEgel, but usually the whole tzibur is, for sure, they will manage, they will live, they will, things will be good for them. Therefore, the way a yochid, a private person, also should be zeichem for good, to have good for him, is always he should be part of a tzibur. He should be part of a rabbim, working together, doing mitzvahs together, learning Torah together, helping along a tzibur. For that, if you put yourself part of the tzibur, you also get the schus of the tzibur, you also have a din letzav k'toiv, machmas, because of the tzibur. Now, when Moshe went to count the B'nai Levi, Pasuk says, Pokar es B'nai Levi, leveis avoysim l'mishpachoysim. He had to count each mishpacha separately. And the reason why here by Shevet Levi he had to count each mispracha separately, because we know the B'nai Levi was Gershon, Kosom, Rori, and each one of them had different job to take care of the Mishkan. So in order to know each one of them clearly, your mispracha, what your job will be, we had to count each mispracha separately to know each one what job they would have. And Rashi brings down the famous Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's too hard for me to count them. If I have to go count even the babies, 1 month old, how can I go into the house? It's not the Kovdik. I should go in and see the ladies and count them. How am I going to count them? So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you just do what you could do and I'll help you along. And it said that Moshe just went to the Pesach to the door and automatically came out a quilt to him to say exactly how many people were inside this house. That's what the Pesach says. Vayif kudaisa Moshe api Hashem kashet tziva. In other words, the minyan leviyah Moshe nu api Hashem. It was the Kodesh Baruch Hu that answered him back when he went into each tent. Outside the tent, a curl, Hashem came out and told him that this is the amount of people that are inside this tent. And then come out next to the last pasuk of the parasha, it says, V'zoy sa'asu lahem v'choyu v'lo yamusu. This is what you should do, and you will live, and you will not die. So what does it mean, you will live? Sir Achaim says, it means pirish. Ki b'saskem horin. If you're going to work now and take care of the orin, sheboy ha'torah, that inside the orin is the Torah, Shumakorachayim, that's the well of life. Is Yarichu Yomim, you should know you're going to live long. So Zoy Sasu, take care of the Orin, V'choyin, and you're going to live. In other words, the more Torah you're going to learn, or you're going to take care of the Torah, you're going to live because of that. And V'lo Yamusu means don't be afraid that maybe you'll have some hezek from the fact maybe you come to touch the Orin and it'll do something bad to you. You should know there's a tocho, V'lo Yamusu, you won't die from it. But I call upon the last thing here, V'lo Choya means from this asik, the asaskus, the taking care of the orin, with that you'll have your chiyush, you'll have your life. All right, we'll stop here.